Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
News of two silent keys this week, VK4TEC and VK4KVT. Silent key, Victor Kilo 4, Kilo Victor Tango. Victor Taranoff. Members and friends of Ipswich and District Radio Club gathered recently at the Denmark Hill Clubhouse to remember and honour Silent Key, Victor Taranoff, VK4KVT. Victor was born in Brisbane in 1933 and went on to take up many hobbies in addition to amateur radio. These included rock collecting and photography. He was also a sailor and did the journey regularly between Victoria Point and Wellington Point with Vilma. Victor joined the amateur radio ranks in the late 1950s and his passion was shared with his family. Victor was heard regularly on 2 metres in the 70s, was active on HF bands and was a member of the WIAQ when there was a Queensland office in Elizabeth Street, Brisbane. Victor was a member of the Ipswich Club from roughly 1990 to 2003 and, up until recently, he still joined the club's 2 metre net, usually on Saturday mornings. Victor lives on in the hearts and memories of those who knew him. Victor Taranoff, VK4KVT, went silent key the 6th of January 2020.
I'm Alan, VK4NA. Andrew Rich, VK4 Tango Echo Charlie, passed away recently after a long battle with depression. Andrew was a member of many amateur radio clubs, as well as interested in boating, flying, model planes and drones. He was highly regarded in his professional life as a radar engineer, electronic computer programming and Linux operating systems. Andrew will be greatly missed for the knowledge he passed on to fellow hams. He will be sadly missed. Andrew Rich, VK4TEC.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Ed, DD5LP, with some news on the Wyong Field Day, especially for you, the VK4 listeners to Q News. Just as important as the visit to Wyong at the end of the month is how to keep the family entertained if they're coming along with you. There are a lot of interesting things to do on the Central Coast, from the beaches to the reptile park and other attractions, but this year, the CCARC have added some extra possibilities at the racecourse as well. For the youngsters, there will be a bouncing castle and sweet tooth fairy floss, slushies and snow cones. I suggest to take care of the bouncing castle before the ice creams, otherwise things could get messy. For the energetic better half, what about a bucking bronco ride? See how long she or he can stay on the bull. Again, perhaps refreshments are better kept until after the ride. If the wife is not so energetic, there are 2 tables of jewellery made from locally sourced Australian gems, necklaces, bracelets and earrings. A small purchase here might soften the blow when you bring home all your new treasures. Expressions of interest are coming in for the fox hunt on Saturday, of which we will now run 2. So, please get your registration in quickly if you haven't already done so, if you want to take part. We now have a programme of additional lectures for the second lecture room. More on that in next week's news item. Suffice to say, you'll need to choose your options between the 2 rooms to make sure you don't miss some very interesting lectures. The Wyong Field Day takes place from 8:30 a.m. on Sunday 23rd of February at Wyong Racecourse, an hour north of Sydney in New South Wales, Australia. The fox hunts and field day meal on Saturday the 22nd. For full details of everything around the field day, take your web browser to fieldday.org.au. For the Central Coast ARC, this was Ed, VK2JI.
This is VK4WIA and you're tuned to Q News. Here in North Queensland, it can be heard on 40 metres, 7.070 MHz at 9:30 following the national WIA news of a Sunday morning. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. When we look around at the posts on websites, video sharing and social media, apart from a few exceptions, the majority of people enjoying this hobby appear to be from a couple of generations ago. December and January saw special activities devoted to youth, youth on the air, in parts of the IARU Region 1. It appears to have been well received by the participants, with continuing activities being prepared for this year and onwards. This is a worthwhile ambition, but it still seems directed to a few participants rather than the many who could enjoy joining amateur radio. In an era when the terms STEM and STEAM have been bandied around, it still seems that projecting activities to the primary and secondary school people has not really been addressed. In this part of Region 3, there seems no real intent at providing more than a perfunctory introduction to STEM subjects from outside the education system. Many years ago, even in the time of the novice licence holders, the VK2 division of the WIA ran a very successful youth education scheme, which had the support of the State Department of Education. No doubt, there are people listening to news broadcasts now who got their interest and mentoring via that scheme. More recently, there have been isolated clubs which have devised holiday schemes to attract people towards electronics and amateur radio. Surely there must be the opportunity to devote time towards bringing a national youth scheme together. In the 21st century, we have more material and resources to devise and disseminate via the internet, material structured for young people. Surely our radio clubs haven't just become the resource of middle-aged and older? Perhaps later in the year, when the new WIA board is settled, one portfolio could be re-established for promoting STEM by way of amateur radio. From out here where I sit, it would be good to see the board once again having directors taking responsibility for various areas in a way that members and clubs couldn't relate to. It may be reinventing the wheel, but it was a scheme that seemed to have good success in previous years. Around the world, radio users, particularly those whose interest is in HF, are following the announcements on the birth of the Sunspot Cycle 25. Small eruptions continue to appear, and the occasional emission is sent our way. People who have enjoyed listening to shortwave broadcasts use the 11-meter CB band or Chase DX on the amateur bands, and who have a bit of experience will remember the times when signals from distant stations were regular, consistent and strong. The hope of the fervent DXer that these times will come sooner rather than later. Perhaps when we have some time to do nothing, but a bit of thinking, a brain exercise to try and list all the bits and pieces that go into this hobby and its running. I would bet that none of us come up with a full list. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.